My initial reaction, Tori, was because the items were not sorted by like items together, I didn't think you would achieve the ultimate in being the most productive you could be.
That's Susan Portnoy, founder of the company Organized Success. She's referring to the haphazard way I add tasks to my list. Call IT, buy milk, get travel visa, edit interview. For Susan, a useful to-do list groups similar tasks.
I recommend grouping all phone calls together, all things that have to be done in a home or office together, and all errands that have to be done out of the house together. And every single phone call on that list has a phone number beside it, so I'm not spending time looking up the numbers.
Susan swears by those three categories, but encourages clients to find groupings that work for them. But how is collecting like tasks going to help me get more done?
We tend to get on a roll when we're making phone calls, and you've done three phone calls, the next five phone calls happen very, very quickly. And you can do them when you're in line at Costco. You can do them at a lunch date waiting for the person to come. It's amazing how much you can accomplish in 3 minutes here, 2 minutes here.
Having like tasks together also helps you focus. But one word of caution. When you're adding items to the list, make sure you break them down.
I feel that when you put a task on a list, like prepare a presentation isn't prepared in one step. There are four or five steps, and so if the task is broken down and put on the list properly, you can feel productive because you can cross off maybe step one and two. To see something on your list that lasts for a week because you haven't completed every single part of it is frustrating.
For procrastinators like me, it's way too tempting to put off a daunting task like prepare a presentation. It's also dangerous because it doesn't give an accurate sense of the work involved. Breaking it down into review last year's presentation, review research, write outline, book boardroom, make copies, makes each step way more doable. But all this breaking down now means the list is looking impossibly long. So how do I decide what's important?
I like to highlight the very, very major priorities. If I want to make sure I'm going to accomplish it that day or the next day, I slot it into my agenda. A to-do list is not an agenda. It's a master list of every single thing you have to do.
Stop the presses. A to-do list is not an agenda. It's a repository, an organized dumping ground for all the things, big and little, that you need to get done. So, review the list daily, determine your top 3 or 5 or 22 priorities, and then extract them and slot them into your agenda for the day. And be realistic about that. Erasing your to-do list forever isn't the goal.
I say that as long as we're alive, our list is never going to get shorter. It's just going to change.
Finally, I asked Susan for a grade on my to-do list skills.
I don't say anything negative. I think it's amazing that you're working on it and you're learning. And I know your to-do list next week will be better.
Here's hoping. For CBC Radio, I'm Tori Allen.